Hucklebuck. Do the Hucklebuck. If you don't know how to do it, then you're out of luck. Hey, shove your baby in. Twist her all around. Then you start a twisting and a moving all around. Hey, wiggle like a snake. Waddle like a duck. That's what you do. Do the Hucklebuck.
Bravo, Liam. Bravo. That was the tops. You've come so far since June.
I'm alive. I'm roaring through the sky like that October wind out there. And it's only been how long? 7 months.
Darling, you have performing in your soul. Your face, your posture when you sing. Liam, it takes ears off you. You make sunshine on this rainy autumn day.
Bamboo, are you drinking on the ferry over?
Shh! Not drinking. No! No! Now, Liam, it's only 2 months to go to the auditions. We need to select a song for you. I know a genius songsmith in Fox Rock. Genius!
I've told you 3 times today. I have a song already. And you're drunk again.
I only had a few with the woman I met on the ferry. A go-go dancing tree surgeon, lovely woman.
Monica Cody? She's the biggest lush on the island. Terrifying sight to see her cutting down trees. God, when you two met, it must have been like 2 planets colliding.
Monica's a scream. Now, where's your song?
Forget it.
Oh, don't be cross. I like your suit. Blue as the sky.
Joe made it specially for the audition.
What happened to the one you showed me back in June?
It turned out it had shrunk when I had it dry cleaned.
Oh, had it now. And Joe ran you up a bigger one. You certainly keep that fiancé of yours very busy.
Joe's very supportive.
So it seems. And do you support her in her endeavours?
She doesn't do anything.
She probably doesn't have time. Right, where's that song of yours?
Okay, let me at the piano. I'll play it for you. It's called Even Though.
I look at you now. You have eyes like a cow. You make me happy, though your lips are chappy.
That's just the intro, and the chorus will be...
What? You're serious?
What do you mean? It's not great, I know, but it works.
It's ridiculous. Who wrote this? A 5-year-old?
15-year-old. 15-year-olds. Me and Martin.
Martin O'Rourke? Martin wrote this?
We wrote it together. Look, I was thinking, have you told Martin you know me?
I did mention that I'd been on Trafadden and had bumped into an old friend of his.
An old friend? He'd have loved that, I don't think. The breakup of the Insane Daffodils hit him hard. He's bitter.
He's nothing of the sort. Liam Egan, he said, there's a blast from the past. Tell him I was asking for him.
Well, he would say that, wouldn't he? If he was really so fine about it, how come he never contacted me in all those years? After the Kilkenny gig, you see, we had words. He was all over this girl like a rash. It wasn't appropriate.
Inappropriate? Was she young?
Yeah, 18. Same as me and Martin.
What's wrong with that?
Martin was kissing her in plain sight of me and everybody else. It wasn't right. And I told him so in no uncertain terms before I drove home without him.
You stormed off because he was kissing a girl. Rock and roll.
The very next day, Aisling legs it and I had this albatross of a cafe hanging around my neck. I couldn't follow Martin to Dublin and that hurt him.
It did nothing of the sort.
You could suggest to Martin that we work on this song, improve it and perform it as a duet.
Have you lost your senses? Martin wouldn't touch this song with a barge pole now. He's a hot songwriter at the top of his game with a reputation to protect. Believe me, Liam, I know all about his precious reputation.
But it was his first song.
And his worst. He's left it all well behind.
It can be improved. It's not that bad.
It is. Even for the Eurovision. Though your lips wizard, Chappie. You couldn't make it up, except you did.
Bamba, can't you see? It's time Martin and I talked. Sorted things out. I'm ready for that now. The song could act as a bridge to get our relationship back on track.
Your relationship? Imaginationship, more like. Martin barely knows who you are, Liam.
That is not true. I hurt him.
You didn't. You gave him an out. He's long forgotten you. You were a crayon for his colouring book. You and me both.
We were like brothers. Twins. He loved me.
Oh, for God's sake. You loved him. You were in love with him.
You're drunk.
So what?
You're the one in love with him.
Love? No, but at least what I have with Martin is real.
What could you have with Martin? You're an old woman.
55 is hardly old.
Yes, it is.
You're a man. I win.
A drunk old woman. Have you slept with him?
None of you.
How many times?
You've no interest in winning the Eurovision nomination. You just want to get close to Martin. God, you're deluded.
You're the deluded one. The blind one. You drunk old bag. You're famous. You live in Dublin with the beautiful people and you're sleeping with Martin O'Rourke and you pour that poison down your throat thinking you have it hard.
The reason I drink is exactly because I'm sleeping with a selfish narcissist like Martin O'Rourke. It's because I'm up to my eyes in hock. My apartment is on the market these past 2 years and I can't sell it. And if I don't, I'll be declared bankrupt. That's Dublin for you. And as for fame, you have no idea what it's like to wake up to tabloids plastered with pictures of you sprawl drunk on Grafton Street, your knickers on show for the world to see.
No, I don't, because I don't get that drunk. And I'm the one stuck out here on this rock. I'm the nobody. I'm the one Martin O'Rourke doesn't remember. I'm the one with the trapped life, but I don't drink me head off because of it.
Trapped life? This? Your parents' favourite because you're neither disabled nor... Not to mention your poor, naive fiancé catering to your every whim. Liam, it's your cowardice, your self-absorption that is trapping you and all around you.
My situation is Aisling's fault, not mine.
Aisling? Aisling has the balls to cut the apron strings and make her own life and be honest about her sexuality while she was at it. She hasn't spent 15 years leading on some poor doormat of a fiancé.
I think you better leave.
Yes, I think I should.
That's the last time she'll darken my doorstep, Delilah. She'll probably fall off the ferry, she's so drunk. Just let me calm down a minute. Where's that evening paper? Let's have a look while her warped, whiskey-soaked energy dissipates. Of course, look. There's a big picture of Martin on the front page. My boyfriend, apparently. Oh, dear God. Martin! Dear God! No!
The Daffodil was written and produced by Sue Healy and directed by Jim Nolan. Bamba was played by Jenny Ledwell and Liam by Michael Power. The series was edited by Eugene Sully with musical arrangements by Natasha Perwin and Will Ferguson. The Daffodil was funded by the Broadcasting Authority of Ireland with a television licence fee.